Robert,
Yes.
I have a question for you. I want you to think in your imagination and from your knowledge, where will the technique be in, oh, I don't know, 10 years? I'm just picking that out because I think in 20 years, so many things about the world will be so different. Even in 10 years, there will be.
You're
But
assuming
just,
there's still going to be a world.
that's right. Well, 10 years, we're probably all right.
So how is the technique going to evolve?
Not the technique itself, I think. What I refer you to
Ideas
the
of F.
technique?
Matthias Alexander?
No.
No.
I'm
Okay.
getting closer though.
Yep.
Not really, but no. How the world will see and use the technique in 10 years.
Oh, wow. You mean, and another way of asking that question, I think, is, will the technique have a whole new area of relatively high visibility? Would that be another
Yes,
way of
or
saying
maybe
it?
the same areas, but will the visibility be different? Or do you see it
Yeah.
being
But
utilized in more public institutions or that kind of thing?
I don't know that I have really no idea. I think anything is possible. If you went back to, say, 1960 or 1970, the technique could easily have just kind of faded out, certainly in the 50s and late 50s and 60s.
Yeah, good
And the
point.
guy who wrote the anatomy texts that we used on our training course, Primary Anatomy, it's called, I can't think of his name. But he wrote a piece about 20 years ago in which he sort of mentioned in passing that the Alexander technique was this thing of the past that really, who knows exactly what it was. So, that could have happened to the Alexander technique many years ago.
Now that was an English author. That was
No,
not in the
he was an
States, obviously.
American. He was an
Really?
American. Yeah, he was a famous anatomist. I can't remember his name. I'll put a link to it. It's sort of a pre-med type anatomy book.
You're
It's
not talking about Netter, are you?
no. Anyway, I'll put a link to it. But the point I wanted to make is that there was a time when the technique could have sort of disappeared. I don't think it's going to. I think it could become really amazingly significant in some areas, but a lot depends on what Alexander teachers in particular, since they have the most to gain from this, but students also, or people who are seriously interested in it. It all depends on whether they, in a sense, do their bit to make that happen.
And how so?
And
What do you think?
to me, the place to do your bit is the web. It just it's kind of it's like it's hard to imagine any place better suited to taking the Alexander technique to the next level or levels or whatever than the internet.
Yeah, it's a really good point. Very interesting point. That's great. And so, can you say a little bit? We talked before about Twitter and the importance of that and getting the word out about the technique. Can you say some other ways that people might use it on the web to get the
Sure.
to can so I would think they're maybe writing something connecting it to a particular discipline or area of interest, connecting to
Sure.
how you use the technique to improve that area would
Right.
be great. Even if it's a short thing, that would be wonderful.
Sure. Some way of linking the word Alexander technique with other things. The Alexander technique is highly linked with back pain now. It could be even more highly linked, but that's a kind of a connection that's pretty well established. And by connection, I mean just in terms of when you do searches on the web and so on.
Yeah, and it's because of the number of things, right, that mention the Alexander technique in connection with back pain. It's the
Yeah.
number that gets it high up on the web and noticeable, is it? The amount,
The
number of
amount,
times.
yes, the amount of the amount, but and how that kind of permeates people's minds. I mean, if you have back pain and you do a certain kind of search for back pain, you're quite likely to bump up at some point against something called the Alexander technique. and you may or may not be interested in it, but that only can happen if there are lots of sites out there and people using social network sites and so on to make that happen. It doesn't just happen by itself. Someone has to write the articles. And yeah, that's nice what I've been there. Doing. You know, I did a lot of that many years ago. I'm not so into writing articles anymore, but I have written, I have a whole...
They're wonderful.
They
ones.
Are nice articles, aren't they? Some
they,
of them
They
are.
Do come up, and they come up easily.
Yeah.
So there's one way other people can
and
write.
And other people should write. They should write
and
about...
What would they do with those articles once they write them?
They should, they should publish those articles on the web. And the best way to do that is if you have your own website, you just publish them on your own website, which will benefit you. And you also make them known on the web. And the easiest and quickest, simplest way to do it is to use Twitter. So let's say you have a website and you have an idea about the Alexander Technique in posture, for example, or the Alexander Technique in stage fright issues. Who knows? Whatever your interest is, you write a little something. It doesn't have to be very much. You might even provide a couple of links to other things on the subject. Create a little page with it. Takes no time at all. And then you go on Twitter and you announce it. And you announce it by having the word Alexander Technique and the other thing or things in the tweet. The tweet's pretty short, so you can usually only do at the most two or three other things, usually just one other thing to make it make sense. But that's how you get the word out there. That's how you do it on Twitter.
Other than Twitter, that's
well,
good.
But it's more than that though, because not only can you do it, but anytime you see anyone else doing anything that seems kind of interesting, you just retweet it. It's a little quick process, takes no time, and their message is rebroadcast, and people rebroadcast yours, and what that opens up to is a possibility of sort of disseminating out into all kinds of worlds where you might never have, where no one might have ever heard of the Alexander Technique before. And suddenly you get people following you from incredibly diverse disciplines and interests. And that's the kind of thing, I mean, If a bunch of teachers, you know, this is my prediction, our last conversation a few days ago, and I said, you know, if we had 50 or so Alexander teachers and they actually got onto Twitter and made a point of tweeting a few times a week and retweeting and using keywords cleverly, within a few months, probably the Alexander Technique would be on the map big time. And and I even have posted now at alexanderaudio.com a link to a lecture by a guy who's written a book called Twitterville. And you should listen to that, because the Alexander analogies are all over the place. The technique is perfectly designed to Twitter, let's say it this way, Twitter is perfectly designed to promote the Alexander Technique in the relatively short term, just like the internet is perfectly well designed to promote or to make it possible to promote the Alexander Technique kind of on a longer term basis.
Now I have a question about the retweeting. Now how does it serve the technique if you just see some article that or some tweet that's interesting and you retweet it?
It has to, I mean,
how does that serve come back to the technique?
I make a point generally of only retweeting tweets that have to do that have the word Alexander Technique in them.
Okay.
I'm pretty selective. Okay. And if they are at all reasonable, then I'm happy to retweet them. And a lot of Alexander posts get retweeted many times now. I mean, a dozen or more times. And the thing about Twitter is that it's possible, and I'm sure sooner or later there will be the tweet that goes viral. Now, who knows who's going to make it? But at some point, someone's going to do a tweet that's interesting enough and kind of carries through the forest, as it were, and it'll be like the it'll be equivalent at least to the Posh Spice surge last month, probably more.
Mm-hmm.
But and, you need the people doing the work. That's my, my big pitch. If you're an Alexander teacher, you know, if you don't have a site, get a site. It's really, it's almost like not having a phone number now, not to have a website. And then start to explore the free and easy to use stuff that'll get you out there quickly and easily. And Twitter, I think, is the obvious first place to go. There's Facebook, and it wouldn't hurt to have a Facebook account, and you can set up Twitter so that all your tweets go right onto your Facebook account. So you could just tweet and Facebook simultaneously. It's very simple to do. So that's my, did we veer off topic a little bit?
We slightly did, but...
could we, you think it would be good to end this conversation, and then if you want to go back to some other thing, we could? How does that sound?
I don't want these talks to be... Yes, but can I say one more thing?
You haven't really said anything, so you have the right to say something. All right.
All right. So, all right, all left. This is all that's left, is that I also, I just want to say that people writing into forums, if they have a particular forum they're connected with, whether it's a musical instrument forum or fibromyalgia or something, if you're studying the technique and there's a forum for the group of your particular interest or connection, that is a great place to talk about Alexander, to mention Alexander.
Absolutely. That is a very good suggestion.
A lot of people
hear
about technique from that.
Exactly. It's got to be a sort of, I think the effective promotion of the technique, in the best sense of the word promotion, is going to be grassroots. It's going to be individual teachers doing individual things that bring positive attention to the technique and cause people to tell other people that it's a good thing. So, should we end the conversation on that?
Let's end it now.
Just a little plea. Hey, get online. It really is the place to be. So, thanks for talking.
They're probably already online if they're listening to this.
Not necessarily. They may be online in the sense that they can go to a website, but they're not online to the extent that they can be a website.
Oh,
that's
so you
what
mean
we
get
want.
A website. Okay.
Exactly.
I think everybody online listening.
All right. Take care.